right, we are here at Genevieve's house, and we're back. And I'm Anthony DeSamito.
I'm Genevieve Rice.
And today we have a very special guest. We have the very funny Michael Malone.
Hey, how are you?
Hey. Thank you for coming and thanks watching the Golden Girls with us.
Hey, no problem.
We watched episode 5. Was it 5? Yeah.
Yeah, episode 5, The Triangle.
Yeah, and the air date is October 19th, 1985. And this was a big episode. A lot happened really fast.
A lot of slut shaming.
A lot of slut shaming.
Yeah.
And I don't think it was indeed a triangle. I think it was more like a V. Like it would have been a triangle if Blanche had a crush on Dorothy, and then that way it would
or
have been a full
Blanche
circle.
Would have done like would have you know acted on her actions there a little bit.
See, I think Dr. Clayton wanted it to be a triangle.
Right.
Yeah, I think if he really had his way, it would have been a triangle.
So Michael, you were telling me on the way over here that you grew up watching The Golden Girls.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I was raised by two women, my mother and my grandma. So it was Golden Girls, the original Batman series, and Tales from the Crypt. That was
they were all fans of those things. Yes. No way, Tales from the Crypt.
Yeah, my mom and I was able to wait up for, and she would once a week, and we'd watch Tales from the Crypt when she got home off from the factory and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. It was always a big deal.
Right on. To do that. Great. So you shared a lot of moments together.
Yes. With the Golden Girls. TV raised me with my parents. my mom and my grandma.
That's great. We have similar being raised by the Golden Girls.
Oh, totally. Yeah. I basically just watched whatever was on television, like no matter what.
Well, there's only like 8 channels back in the day. Like now there's thousands.
And my mom didn't speak English at the time, so she was just like, okay, he's watching old ladies. This is fine. There's no way they're talking about sex or anything dirty.
And then the triangle happens.
And then you said your girlfriend's a fanatic.
She's a fanatic of Golden Girls. She also loves the show Wings, which is
no way.
Oh my God.
A terrible show. It's the worst show. She loves to watch. She torments me with it around the house. It's terrible.
You have to watch Wings?
Yeah.
Golden Girls is like, I mean, it's well written.
Golden Girls is like watching Scorsese versus
compared to Wings.
My an ex boyfriend of mine actually bought season 1 of Wings on DVD.
Oh God!
He put money and invested.
Yeah. He supported that cause. That's.
Maybe you, I don't know, maybe you had to like grow up watching Wings to be really into it.
I think that's what it is. I recently watched The Goonies and I'd never seen it before.
Mm-hmm.
And
you've never seen Goonies?
No, I just watched it like last year or the year before that, something like that, for the first time. Mm-hmm. And it's a terrible movie.
No, it's really bad.
It's the worst movie.
But it's a cult.
But if you ask anybody, they're like, oh my God, Goonies is the best movie ever. And you're like, oh, I think it is. You watch it as a kid and you take up those memories you think of and you're like, oh, I love that show. And then you go back and you watch and like, oh, this is fucking terrible.
And they're just like, it's like treasure maps, and pirates, what's not to like?
It's
and
the
it's
worst.
Like, they mumble the entire time.
Horrible audio.
Yeah, horrible audio. It's shitty. It's a shitty movie.
There's some shows like The Golden Girls that you watch them as an adult and you're like, I get it now. Like, I get this reference. I still don't know who these old actors are that they reference from the 20s, but it's still great. All right, so we should get started. And so the episode starts off with Sophia trying to sneak out of the house with her purse.
Yo, where is this bitch going? She's 100 years old, and she's determined to get out of the house.
She wants to get off. She's going to... She's trying to go to Mildred's house because she has a widescreen TV and they're going to watch porn.
They're going to watch the adult movie channel, which I feel like that should be an episode.
Yeah.
of these two old ladies watching porn together.
And widescreen TVs in 1985. Like, is that a thing?
Yeah. And then the show's not widescreen. No. It's like full screen. And so
they don't even own a TV. I don't know if you know.
They don't.
They have a bar. They've got a wet bar.
But it has wheels, obviously, because they move it around. Yeah. The bar's not there in the first scene, but it's there the rest of the time. The portable bar, because they're not heavy. Dorothy comes in from the kitchen. Is like, where are you going? You're sick. You can't leave the house. And when she obviously doesn't look sick, she's...
Or acts sick.
Her blood pressure is up.
Her blood pressure is up.
It's old lady sick. It's not like, you know, the flu.
The only thing that was wrong with her was that she was forgetting stuff, which isn't... Like, I mean, unless you have like a super high fever, you forget things. She forgot.
That's just like a symptom of being old. Like, that's just her life.
Yeah. Okay. And so she's like trying to get out of there. And she's like, the doctor's about to come. You can't go get off. And so, you can't. Yeah. The doctor's
can't get off with your friend Mildred.
You guys can't jerk off together.
Dorothy's wearing the baggiest fucking kimono looking thing. Like she's practicing karate in the kitchen and she goes, Mom, where are you going?
She's doing karate in the kitchen. She's wearing this fan shirt that's super big in the front.
It looks like a Chinese fan. You would just unfold.
She's always wearing maternity clothes. like she was pregnant like 40 years ago and she's just like, this is my look now.
This is my style.
Expecting. That's her style.
Oh, man. She's expecting all the time.
That's great. Forever expecting.
Expecting by Dorothy.
Expecting by B. Arthur. And so she's like, you can't leave because the doctor's coming and Dr. Salvant, her original doctor is dead, and she can't remember that she even went to his funeral. And that
she probably goes to a lot of funerals in her defense.
Yeah, in her defense, right. She's like,
they probably run together.
All her doctors die. So it's Miami.
She's like, get in line.
Get in line.
And this dude's doing house calls. Like in 1985.
Right.
House calls.
Okay. That didn't happening?
I know. There's a lot of shady stuff happening
about this house call. And so she says, you look tired, you have no color, and so sit down, and Rose runs in with chicken soup.
Yes.
Like, she's like, here you go, feel better. And then Sophia doesn't want to eat it because
Sophia's a dick.
Sophia's just a fucking dick.
Does Rose remind you of Kenneth from 30 Rock? Like, is that?
Oh my god! Yes,
very much. Yeah, very Midwestern.
All I kept seeing was Kenneth. I'm like, this might be his mom. Like, if TV were to have children.
Was Kenneth from St. Olaf or Minnesota? He's from Georgia.
He was from Georgia.
He's from Georgia. Oh, okay. And they play at Minnesota to be like a big rural area.
Yeah.
It's not, I was just there 2 weeks ago.
Really?
There's not even a 1985 where they're like cows roaming, like taking over Minnesota.
But for real, like that, they paint St. Olaf as this town that was settled by Norwegian farmers,
right
on the outskirts of Minneapolis. You have to take a train.
You know, by the college.
Right, by the college. Well, you have to take a train from Minneapolis to St. Gustav, which is the twin city of St. Olaf. And then the last part get there is you have to go through Tobogan to get to St. Olaf.
Yeah.
Or you can choose a donkey ride.
Or you can fly to Peter Pan. Right. Because this place doesn't exist.
Okay? It is nowhere in Minnesota. Like, it's like Harry Potter's 9 3/4. Like,
it's like you have to pray to a Lutheran god and get from town to town in Minnesota.
And so, so which I love. I love. Like, I would like to go to. Go, and there's an episode where they go to the town.
No.
They do.
Oh, my God.
They do. And I can't wait for that. And they build a statue of Blanche. Like, it's, they, because Blanche saves the town somehow. Like, she finds some bonds. Gosh. Anyway, it's a crazy episode. Oh. Yeah.
She totally fucks everybody in the town.
Oh, she would have to. They build her a statue. I would expect nothing less. Can you imagine Blanche?
The statue has like 5 types of mascara on.
She needs it because it's cold.
Can you imagine Blanche had Tinder in 1985?
Oh my God. Oh man. She'd be she would never swipe. She never swipe. Yeah. She just...
She would break Tinder.
She'd never come home. What happens next? Oh, Blanche comes in and right. She's like, you will never believe this. there was a dress sale. I would have called you, but all they had was petites. And then Dorothy says, oh, so did you just buy shoes? Always snarky.
Oh, good burn, though.
Good burn. Yeah. Yeah, that was a good one.
Dorothy only has 2 emotions, either anger or sarcasm. There's never, like, even when she's happy,
or
she looks
super
angry.
Horny.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's what, it's angry horny.
But it also, yeah, an angry horny.
Angry horny or sarcastic horny.
You're like, that's right, I'm horny.
Yeah.
God. So... Sophia is losing her mind. The doctor comes in.
Dr. Rapey. House to house. Like the big bad wolf.
Yeah. Well, they talk about the house calls and they're like, and she mentions that they used to get house, Rose mentions that they used to get house calls in Minnesota
right.
for themselves and the livestock. And then Dorothy's like, you guys had the same doctor? And she's like, yeah. I mean, everything was fine until the doctor started drinking pig...
It was hog...
Hog something, yeah.
Hog liniment.
Which is... That's like... liniment is oil, right? Lotion?
It's like this. It's like the sweats and stuff, I think, from pigs and everything. It's like what rolls off of them.
Yeah.
The
doctor's licking pigs.
Yeah, he's a pig licker.
Okay, and so that was really weird. And so, he tried to neuter the Swenson brothers.
Yes.
And yeah, that's okay. So, already really weird. And so, Sophia's like, oh, the doctor rings the bell, and she's like, if you have no, tell him I have no insurance, no money, and he just wants to come in, then he just wants to see me naked.
Of course.
Which,
by the way, valid point.
Yeah. Right. Exactly. I mean, she didn't get to jerk off. She needs something, you know. Mildred's over there taking all the couch. And so I'm assuming they watched this on a couch like we just did. Okay. And so Dr. Clayton comes in and Dorothy's just enamored by him. And Blanche exits to go put on the dress. And she goes into, like, not her room. She goes somewhere else. Like the stage direction in this is really weird. Because then later in the episode, Dorothy goes to Blanche's room goes to the other side. And so
they're a little bit loosey-goosey with the rooms.
Yeah. Well, they can't remember. They're all
remember. Like, they just have stuff everywhere.
They're like, it's all in pleasing pastels. It's fine.
Yeah, exactly. It's all floral print. Fuck it.
And so
you have my cream, it's cool.
So Dr. Rapey comes in and I'm here to check out Sophia, and Dorothy's just like super creepy, like, oh, doctor, I usually look much better than this. Like, I'm usually not wearing this giant ugly fan shirt.
She's just like, I have my slutty maternity shirt on.
This means a baby just came out and I need another one in.
Accepting applications, doctor.
Okay, and so this doctor is making house calls, which doesn't happen, and so that's pretty sketchy. Like, I don't remember house calls from doctors ever. I remember going to doctors' houses when I was little.
I feel like this is just his way. I don't feel like he's a real doctor, for starters.
Yeah, you made a valid point during the episode where he said, you don't have a fever. Are you taking your medication?
Right.
There's no talk about what she's on because she interrupts him because Dorothy starts to
what
tell
type
them.
Of medication?
He doesn't even
dosage.
Take her blood pressure.
He does. Yeah. And the problem blood pressure.
He was in there 3 minutes and half of that time he was trying to get laid. It wasn't like.
Oh, more than half.
Yeah.
That's the whole point of these house calls. He's just going around to different ladies' houses, trying to pull down some tang.
Gift and the curse, baby. Gift and the curse. Okay. You can't blame him for that. If your occupation allows you to have an influx of vagina, hey, so be it, man. So be it.
But like Dorothy just didn't like. Like she didn't want Sophia to leave the house, but she could have just taken her to the doctor.
Right.
You know, and so she had, I think Dorothy's plan is to get doctors to do house calls so she can bang them out.
That's her plan. This is all a scam. So
not a bad plan.
Not
by
a
the
bad
way.
Plan.
Not
right.
a bad plan.
And so there's a new doctor in town. I've already fucked all of these.
They're either dead or been fucked.
They're dead or they've been fucked.
I fucked the other doctor to death.
She fucked Dr. Salvano to death, actually.
They're either dead or dead to me.
You went to his funeral, Mom. I fucked him to death. And so she's like, she's flirting with the doctor as the doctor's trying to take, like, figure out what's wrong with her. I'm doing quotation marks, air quotes. She says to him, she finds out he's single by saying, are you new in the area? Does your wife enjoy the area? And he's like, we're not together anymore. Probably because you're a fucking cheating, fucking sleazeball doctor. Yeah, and Dorothy's just creepy. It's like her vagina takes over and just like, yeah.
It's like that plant from Little House of Horrors. Where it's like, feed me, Seymour.
Feed me, Seymour.
You new in town? Where's that wife of yours?
She can't just look at his finger.
Oh, my goodness. And so she says, I could show you the highlights of Miami.
The highlights are what she called her breasts.
Her breasts.
Totally.
Two big highlights of Miami.
And so the highlight of Miami is apparently Jack's Crab House.
Oh, yeah.
She's like, I'm there. He's like, I'm going to go to Jack's Crab House. That's the best thing. And then Rose wants to go, but she can't. Yeah, she smacks her foot. Dorothy steps on her foot, and Rose gets it. You know, I'm not supposed to go on your date. And she says
Rose cowers.
Yeah.
Because Rose needs to wash her hair because it's very oily. And that was her excuse. So then Blanche comes in wearing this green dress. And I like the dress. I thought it was really cute. I actually did.
It's a dynamite dress. She did a good job in the dress.
It was a good dress.
Right. But she knew. Did she know that the doctor was coming?
She knew the doctor was coming. Yeah. So she's coming out in a new dress.
Typical Blanche fashion. She's, you know, she's like, there's a man coming to the house. I have to slut it up.
And then I think Dorothy was like, fuck, Blanche is out of the house. I gotta call the doctor now so I can get fucking laid. And then she came home and Dorothy's like, fuck, there goes my chance. And so she knew this was going to happen.
Right.
Like, you're Dorothy just as much at fault. And so Blanche comes out and like just like puts her hands on like the edges of the door and just like sticks out her breasts. And it's like, what did she say? Is this dress gonna stop traffic or what?
Yeah.
Oh god.
She's putting out a fuck stench.
Yeah.
Like, and the
doctor does a double take. He's like,
he does.
Yeah.
He goes, well, he's like,
damn,
he's like,
I already agreed to the I've been there. You know what I mean? Like, you ever settle, like, you're driving forever, and you're like, right. Ah, here, you know what? Hey, there's a McDonald's. I'll just get food here. And then, like, a mile through, you're like, there's a Chipotle here? I just ate shitty McDonald's and Chipotle, right?
Dude.
A mile up the road.
He should have waited.
He should have waited.
Now
he could have eaten delicious Chipotle.
I think he doesn't.
Lunch is Chipotle.
He doesn't even look at Dorothy when she asks him to dinner. Yeah, he doesn't even look. He's just like, sure. Fine. All right.
Yeah, he didn't look at her.
You wanted to go to your weird crab shack thing? Sure, fine.
we'll spend our day peeling shells off a crab. And so it's also Blanche. She just isn't even aware of her surroundings. Like, she doesn't, like, it's just Dick. Like, she doesn't realize that there's a doctor taking care of a patient, or that there's other women in the room. It's just like vagina and then Dick, and she just goes towards it and is totally hitting on him. And he doesn't even care about Dorothy. He's just like,
no, he's got Chipotle. No.
Yeah, he's got Chipotle now.
Why would I care about these chicken nuggets when I got Chipotle staring at me?
Yeah, right? And so already in his head, he's like, I'm just going to fucking hang out here until I can bang this bitch out. Okay, and so, but then Dorothy's like, grabs her, walked literally two steps to the right.
I know. They're in a room with high ceilings. That noise carries. And they're not whispering.
That's what I always love about TV. Every show, you walk a foot to the right or the left. Yeah. You're in your own private area. Nobody can hear you.
Right. No one can hear you.
There's been yelling. I've watched Friends episodes where they're yelling. And I'm like, you're on the couch. There's somebody in the kitchen. What are you talking about?
You are not using your inside voices.
You're not even trying.
You're right. Like, she calls, Dorothy calls Blanche like a Jezebel, super loud or whatever.
Right.
But, she said, keep your bloomers on, Jezebel.
Scarlet.
Later on, she calls her a Jezebel, but not.
She slut-shamed her later.
Yeah.
Hardcore.
Oh my God.
Yeah, it was really real. Like, anyway, we'll get into that. But, the Dr. Rapey gives Sophia the fastest exam in the world. And he says, make sure you take your medication, just like Dr. Words.
Yeah.
Dr. Words.
I know. I mean, okay. He didn't even break out the blood pressure machine, which I have a blood pressure machine. Ooh. Like, he needs to invest in some tools.
It was 1985.
In their defense, this is an ER, okay? This is Golden Girls. This is about some old women living in retirement home in Miami.
Right.
Let's not bust the writer's balls too much for not knowing the proper procedure.
Come
that
on,
goes into
do
a
your
house
research,
call.
Writers.
True. This is not the Nick.
I'm not watching Nip Tuck here, okay? It's fucking Golden Girls.
We do that so much. We like talk shit about the technical parts of what's happening. And I forget that this is a comedy sitcom.
I still contend this guy's not a real doctor.
Right.
Oh, no.
He just has a navy blazer. No, he's wearing a tan suit. And that's how he shows up.
He has a tan suit and good hair. Nobody's going to stop him. If you're an old man, if you're at that age as a man and you have all that hair, nobody questions you.
Right? I know.
Right.
You've clearly found the secret of life. You know what you're doing.
Fountain of youth. Like, no, you're right. Yeah.
I'm a doctor. Yeah. Great. Come on in. I'm a pilot. Excellent. Right this way. With that hair at that age, you can rule
do anything.
The fucking world, man.
He can just start driving a plane.
Yeah,
there's a number of women that think he's a senator.
Yeah.
He's the governor of our state. Don't you know?
No kidding.
He could have knocked on the door and been the president of the United States.
They're like,
and
he
would have been like, come on in.
Come on in.
Like, he has some good ideas for reform.
Exactly.
And then he just bangs everyone out.
With hair like that, you have to, really.
And so they make the date, and he winks at like everybody in that room.
Oh,
it's
he's
so
a winker.
Creepy.
Yeah,
he's a big winker, as later is stated by Dorothy. And so He's ready to go. He's been there 3 minutes, and he's ready to go. Sophia's fine. She's not going to die. Right. She's losing her mind, but no one says anything about that. And so Dorothy asks, and Dorothy walks him to the door, and then she turns around, and she's like, oh, thank you, God, for being a kind and generous God, just creaming her pants. And I think
a guy agreed to go to dinner with her and didn't even look at her.
Yeah. Yeah, the guy didn't even care about, like, Sophia. He's like, I'm going to get my dick wet. I got...
Of course not. He's got 10 more house calls to do. What are you talking about?
He's going to go to Mildred's.
Exactly.
She's all ready for him.
Mildred's good to go. She's watched her Citizen Cock.
Yeah.
Citizen Kane porn version? Is that Citizen
Cock? It happened one night in my butt.
Rosebud is the penis foreskin in that porno.
It's very good production values.
Yeah.
It's good production.
Yeah, we got really dirty in that.
Widescreen really helps.
Widescreen helps.
It's perfect.
Anyway. All right. Okay. So this porno needs to be made. Okay. So the next scene is oh no. What's the next scene?
So the doctor leaves.
The doctor leaves, and then
it's like back to pick her up.
It's days later.
It's days later. He and Dorothy have been on several dates. Dorothy is modeling an outfit for the date.
Which her wardrobe is brought to you by the Wayans brothers. Like,
it was like at living
the
politest,
most abstract fucking.
It looked like the
Rocko's Modern Life,
like the In Living Color
on her.
Oh, Rocko's Modern Life, dude! Like, it looked like Rocko's shirt.
It did.
Yeah.
Also based in Florida, I believe.
Yeah. Right? Was it okay?
I think so.
Probably.
I think so. Yeah.
Yeah. Her shirt was super loud. It looked like I said earlier, the intro credits to Saved by the Bell.
Yeah.
It was just movement. It was. Yeah. And then she's trying to get dressed. Pick something out, and Blanche is like, just like, you've been out with him every day this week almost. You don't need to look good anymore.
What you have on is fine.
Right. Yeah. And then Dorothy's just like, you fucking slut. Fuck you. And then in Dorothy's head, she's always like, fuck you. Like, yeah. And so Rose.
But she goes to change.
She goes to change. And she says, I have tried everything but the bedspread. And she leaves, but she looks like she wears a lot of bedspready stuff. So I believe that.
Which leaves Blanche alone reading a book.
She's.
I don't picture Blanche as much of a reader. I mean, I'm sorry to make that assumption.
She reads. She's read before, and
she's
reads.
Read before. She is capable.
Well, she'll come in from her room with a book, like she was reading. Right. She'll be like, they're here! And just stuff like that.
It's like a Tennessee Williams like play, but it's like upside down.
Yeah. It's really weird.
The upside down glass menagerie. And so she's like, the bar is out.
Yeah.
Came out of nowhere. There's a bar all of a sudden, and with glasses and cocktails and
scotch.
Man.
Which, by the way, respect.
Yeah. She's going to drink and read a romance novel decked out in this outfit with full makeup and earrings. Right. You know, something sketchy seemed about that.
Blanche's makeup in this episode is out of control, by the way.
She has five types of of eyeshadow on. It's like purple, like in the middle, and then like green and blue on the sides, and then like red on. It's just. And she wears it throughout the whole episode.
Yep.
And the episode spans about a week, I think. About a week.
Yeah.
Anyway, maybe 5 days. But but she wears the same makeup, doesn't change it, because, I don't know. Blanche is having a hard week.
Clearly, the scotch romance novel.
She's like, I spent 2 hours putting on my makeup. It won't wash off.
I will get through this Harry Potter book. It takes all the scotch in the house. Figure out what these wizards are up to.
50 Shades of Grey. 50 Shades of Mascara. So Elliot comes in, and he's looking dapper.
That's Dr. Rapey's first
name. Dr. Rapey's first name. His first name is Roofie Rapey. Is that Roofie Rapey Rapey? Elliot comes in. She opens the door. She's focused on her novel. Playing it off like she doesn't want to fuck him.
And she carries it to the door.
Yeah. She's super engaged in it. And so he comes in and she's like, do you want a drink? Which is already kind of forward to be asking someone for a drink.
I think she was keeping it cool. I feel like she was letting Dorothy have it. So she kind of backed off and just like, hey, do you want a drink while you wait?
Right.
And then he turned really aggressive out of nowhere.
Right. Full boner.
Oh, yeah. Totally. Just full on like grabbing at her and like, hey, where's Dorothy? He's like, what?
Like,
he's no. like, I want something sweet and laid back. Or what did he say?
Something sweet and with a little bit of kick
with
to
a
it.
Little bit of a kick to it.
A southern kick to it or something
southern
like that.
Kick to it. And so she's like, oh, do you want a slow
gin fizz?
Gin fizz.
And he's like, no, I'm talking about your vagina.
Yeah, pretty much.
There's nothing slow about that vagina. There's fizz, probably.
You get super, super aggressive.
Yeah, with three other people in the house. No real, no. Not even asking, like, where are the other people in this house that might walk in?
Right.
Yeah.
Into this room that's super open.
He's a psychopath.
He's supposed to be a doctor. It was like watching a magician use his power for evil. Have you ever been hypnotized before? Like, no, don't do it. Don't do it. No. Like, this guy's a doctor. The fuck is he doing?
He pulls a dead bunny out of a hat.
He tells me, he goes, you look a little, you look like you have a fever or something.
Is your heartbeat racing?
He does not take enough time to properly take her pulse.
No.
Right.
No.
Yeah, he's like it's racing.
He just touches it.
He has no fucking idea.
He touches her wrist.
He's not a doctor. He's just doctor words. He finally says, you're very attractive. And Blanche is like, I know. And that when I first saw that, it made me laugh really loud. That was I loved that. And so, but Blanche is like, get away from me.
Trying to be the good friend.
But then Rose comes in, right, and breaks it up. He pushes her away when Rose walks in.
Right.
Yeah.
Because he's been shut down.
Yeah, he's like, oh, he says, I'm sorry. I thought you would be flattered. Oh, and she's like, I'm not used to being manhandled. And I'm like bullshit.
Literally, we've seen 5 episodes where you've been manhandled or alluded to it, and... Yeah.
Yeah, it was really weird. So, I think Blanche likes it rough.
Right. Yeah. She's been manhandled before. Many times. And so Rose comes in and she's he pushes her away. I don't know if he pushes her, but he runs to Rose and he's like, hugs her like they're good old friends.
Right. He's trying to cover up. He's being a good guy. Yeah. That's what all creepy guys do that.
Super shady.
He's this one's not working out, so I'm going to try this one.
I'm going to hit on this one.
he's like, oh, what kind of perfume are you wearing? And Rose
that's
is like...
That's the albacore tuna.
She says that with so much joy, right. Which I love. Yeah. He's like, you're giving me nothing.
One of the holidays I remember from St. Olaf is Tuna Day. Oh, the
wow.
Right? And like all the people in St. Olaf dress as cans of tuna and mayonnaise and they dance around the street. That was like a...
Wow.
Yeah, I remember that.
Go to that.
Because I think like the one of the founders of the city... invented canned tuna, and that's why they have a celebration. So anyway, but that's just some history.
Minnesota is a big casserole state. It's a big hot dish.
Yeah.
State hot dish.
Yeah, we gotta
add their state birds. The hot dish.
We'll have Jolene Lunzer on.
Yeah.
Minnesota comedian.
She's from here. She used to live here.
Yeah, she'll tell you all about this Minnesota bullshit right. that they're trying to shovel down your throat. The tuna capital of the world. What are you talking about? It's just like old country. What? There's the biggest mall in America there. What are you talking about?
Alice the cow.
Yeah. Just a good old farmland. It's overtaken with one of the biggest airports and malls I've ever seen. What are you talking about?
This show is about 30 years old now. Yeah.
Yeah, but it's not set in the
30s. No. In the 30s. Okay. You're right.
All right. Okay. Fargo.
Sorry.
Fargo
but the writer probably isn't from Minnesota.
Okay. Fargo was set in the 80s.
That's true. And that was very rural.
It's North Dakota.
No, but it was mostly Minnesota and then a little bit of North Dakota. Because Fargo is kind of on the border.
I know the cop was from Minnesota. The pregnant cop lived in Minnesota.
No, she lived in Fargo.
She lived in Fargo.
She lived in Fargo. PD, yeah.
Okay.
But it was set in Minneapolis.
Okay.
Was it?
All right.
Yeah, it was mostly set, but there was basically it was them going from Minneapolis to Fargo.
The road. That was the road trip.
Right. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Cool. All right.
We got Fargo serious, down. Guys.
We covered Fargo. Okay. That was okay, so then what happens next? Oh, then Blanche, I think, comes in.
Yes.
And Dorothy's like, let's go. We got to go wherever we're going. We're in a hurry. And then Blanche is at the bar, creepily, making a cocktail.
Yeah.
Did you see that? And it looked like she was roofing something. Like, she was just...
She's so drunk, she's not even paying attention anymore.
This is her drinking night. Oh, well, earlier she says, I'm busy every night this week except Thursday, because Thursday she drinks at home. apparently.
Thursday I am too drunk to go out.
Thursday I can't even walk. So
I'm drinking myself into a blind rage.
Right. And so Dorothy and Elliot leave, and Rose is like, there's something about that man that I just don't trust. And then Blanche is like, he's a lech, or says something like that, and tells it.
Yeah, he's a lech. And Rose is like, no, that's not it.
What's a lech? I don't know what a lech is. Like, is this a slang term?
A slimy person.
A slimy person.
Yeah, or it's specifically a guy that's hitting on a woman. That's really, really hard.
So sleazeball. Scumbucket, as Sophia refers to him later. And so Blanche reveals that Elliot, Dr. Roofy Rape, tried to hit on her. And then Rose is like, you gotta tell her the truth. And then she goes, and then Blanche is like, they sit down and Blanche is like, I can't tell her the truth because of what happened to her in high school with Anderbo and her beau.
Oh, right.
And they go into this whole Anderbo, and her beau, very vaudeville.
Yeah. Who's on first?
Yeah.
The wrong kind of story to tell to easily confused Rose.
Right. She should know better. She should have just said, and her boyfriend as she was dating, but it was her beau. And then Rose is like, you got it. And then Rose goes into another story that she makes up, and she tells her, you need to tell her because what if they get married and.
What if they have a kid?
They adopt a kid.
What if they adopt a kid?
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. She says, they could have babies. They could adopt a baby. Yeah. Rose says that, and that was really funny. And then they go into this made-up story of what could happen if she doesn't tell her the truth.
Mei Ling is Mei-Ling. The adopted children
name. Adopted lesbian.
Yes, who has a coming out party.
At a country club. Because I know I had my coming out party at a country club.
It's a debutante party. Yeah.
Usually, older white Republicans at the country club are really open-minded to coming out parties.
For an Asian.
Yes, exactly. Duh.
Rose has got this. She knows this is going to happen. It's going to be the 90s, a more progressive time.
Right.
Asian lesbians are going to be coming out of country club parties.
For a Chinee.
What's that?
For a Chinee.
For Chinee?
Yeah, no, for Ian says, saying, have you ever heard like old fashioned people and they don't say Chinese, they just say Chinese.
Yeah. For Chinese. Oh, little Chinese. And so Blanche is like, your story's stupid. I'll tell her. And so she waits up for her. That's the next scene.
Yeah.
She says, oh, the bonked part where she's like,
oh God.
She's like, she says like she's gonna find out, Dorothy's gonna find out that Dr. Rapey is bonging all the women in the country club.
Yeah. From the towel lady.
From the towel lady. Right. And so I'm like, Minnesota slang already. Yeah. Like
bonked.
Yeah. Yeah, he's been bonging a lot of people. And so what happens next?
So Dorothy comes home and she's so excited from the date. Like she's just had the time of her life. And Ruth and Blanche is like just like
she's coming home. They she's don't waiting they for don't her. Kiss.
Yeah. They don't kiss.
He's actually like in the dark, like yeah. There's no light. Well, it is nighttime, but there was no lighting on him, and he was just like, "See you later."
This is like the fifth date, and he doesn't even come inside. They're like in their 60s. What the fuck is happening?
Right.
Like, it's how so long shady. Do you have to yeah. wait?
and like they should have been. I don't know, like, wouldn't she have just stayed the night at his place or he would have stayed the night at her place at this point if they've been going out all week? Like, yeah. That didn't make sense.
Yeah, he it was very weird. There wasn't even a handshake at the door. It was just, he handed her keys, she said thank you, and then he fucking ran away.
Yeah, because he's a shame.
He's a creeper. He knows what's going to happen.
There's like a cloud of dust.
Yeah.
Well, he has to...
It's like those old cartoons.
See another girl, another yeah. woman. Yeah. Yeah. And so she's waiting up for her. And she's like, how was your... Oh, I've been waiting for you to come home. And she's like, what is it? Is it wrong? What's wrong? Is it Ma? And she's like, no. I have something else to tell you. Elliot made... And she can't tell her. She can't get herself to tell her. She pours herself another drink.
Okay, she poured herself a drink, and I feel like this drink is notable because she's clearly pouring scotch into a white wine glass.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like,
she's been drinking for hours. She doesn't care anymore.
She poured four fingers of scotch into a wine glass.
Maybe she's the one doing it right, and everybody else is doing it wrong. Yeah,
that's true.
I think Blanche knows best.
I'm mentioning this because I'm envious.
Blanche is waiting for her. They come back from Jack's crab house, and I'm just assuming, or another highlight of Miami. And so she finally tells her that. Mr. Dr. Rapey hit on her, and she doesn't believe her. She's like, I don't believe that. She's like, no, he winked at you. He's a very big winker, which is really creepy.
She uses a phrase. She says that finally a man likes me for a change, and it's eating your guts out.
Yeah.
Which is such a weird phrase. It's eating your guts out? Like, what are
it's
you...
It's eating my guts
it's
out.
It's eating your guts out.
That's not a phrase.
That's
yeah.
A,
I've
that's
never
a
heard.
Halloween thing.
Yeah.
It's eating your guts out.
It's eating your guts out. So that part didn't make sense. And so the thing just... And then the fight just escalated. And she's like, you're a slut, you're amoral, you're a backstabbing Jezebel. She doesn't yeah. believe her, even though like you clearly saw Dr. Rapey just
yeah.
boggling, like looking at yeah. her boobs the other day, and like you can't...
I know his eyes bugged out of his head.
Yeah, yeah.
Like,
he did a double take. He did like a cartoon like, double take. Like, he did everything but the Bugs Bunny like lift off the couch, clap his feet together, and have hearts go off his head like
right. It was the wolf howl.
Yeah, exactly.
Like
yeah.
you can't be like I was saying earlier, she's dignitized when
yeah.
she's got some good dick apparently, and she's not gonna let it go.
Right.
Right. And she's just willing to lose her friend over that dick. And so Dorothy, I wrote here Dorothy's dignitized on my notes. And so, yeah, yeah, totally. And so they get into a fight, and then Rose and then like it was kind of weird that like how real like Dorothy sounded at Blanche. It's kind of like she really did feel she was a whore. Like
she had it locked and loaded. Yeah. She went from
it was a pretty serious moment.
Right.
For a Golden Girls
calling
episode.
Calling her a Jezebel and like a slut and immoral. It was like she's been wanting to say that for a while. Yeah. Like you don't just say those things.
At least 5 episodes, right?
Yeah. Yeah. 5 episodes in. She starts
She's been waiting to say this for at least 5 episodes.
Yeah. Since the day they met. And okay, so then Blanche is like, well, I hope Mei Ling gets. She brings back Mei Ling as if it's really gonna happen. And I don't remember how she.
She's like, I'm glad Mei Ling's coming out party was ruined.
Oh yeah.
And she says, "What are you talking about?" She goes, "Ask the towel girl."
Ask the towel girl. Because apparently Dorothy's gonna start like throwing tables and ruining Mei Ling's coming out party. Anyway, that's what she would do.
Okay. She's obviously gonna tell her. She's gonna tell her 18-year-old daughter.
She's gonna tell Mei Ling.
She's like,
yeah.
Guess what? The man who's your father that adopted you is bonging all the women here.
And he's like 85.
Yeah, he's 85 years old.
And he's not even a real doctor.
He's not even a real doctor. Great. All right. And so the next scene, Sophia, Rose, and Rose are eating breakfast?
No, it's at night. They're in their pajamas. And they can't sleep. They can't sleep. They're both up worried because they're worried about Dorothy and Rose. Rose is drinking milk in a pile of Oreos.
Yeah, yeah. She's clearly been smoking.
I think that's later. I think that's a scene afterwards. Because I think this is the morning where she comes in.
Oh, no, this is the next morning.
Yeah. Right.
I'm wrong. Okay.
Yeah, that's later when...
That's actually the next scene.
Rose. Oh, no, you're right. It is the morning. It's the morning and...
Sophia's cooking eggs. Yeah. And Blanche is wearing the same eyeshadow. And, of course...
Blanche is wearing a disturbing amount of eyeshadow.
Blanche is wearing all the eyeshadow.
Yeah. All the eyeshadow ever.
Just all the eyeshadow.
and so she... Sophia finds out about the Dr. Rapey hitting on Blanche. Right. And just... gets bewildered by it and exits.
She is the queen of the power walkout. Like, she is the ultimate, like, say a line, leave a scene. Right. Like, that's... Right. I feel like that was her whole audition. Like,
she just said a line and then
left. And get the fuck out?
she's sure. got great one-liners and exits.
Totally.
And so then Blanche is mad at Rose for... to making her tell her, and they're not friends anymore. And then Dorothy comes in, and they're not talking to each other. And she makes a comment about, oh, Rose is like, do you want to have coffee with us? And then Dorothy is like, I'd rather use Willie Nelson's hairbrush.
Yeah, which doesn't make any sense.
And she goes, must you mock everything Southern? So silly.
It's
yeah.
just such a weird burn.
I feel like Willie Nelson has long hair. He puts it in braids. He's probably got a really nice mm-hmm. hairbrush.
Right.
I think here's...
I would use his hairbrush.
Here's the thing. Somebody wrote that line.
Right.
Yeah.
And it made it. Somebody, like, it went through channels of people in different meetings. And they landed on, I'd rather use Willie Nelson's hairbrush.
Well, what else would they, like, what other country thing?
Anything.
I'd rather use Dolly Parton's.
Just insert a Southern thing.
Yes. Face surgeon.
Exactly. Insert somebody Southern. And a product that you would use.
A product you would use.
Household Sunday item Southern. And something Southern. I'd rather use Dolly Parton's toaster oven.
Yeah.
I either use Loretta Lynn's microwave.
I'd rather use Johnny Cash's. Johnny Cash's waffle maker. What?
Must you mock everything
Must
Southern?
Must you mock everything?
I guess, yeah, she went a long way for that joke.
It was such a weird...
Those are the things that were edited out.
She went
out.
To Austin. Like, that's an... He's an Austin guy.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
It's not...
I'd like to see the other 9 takes of that.
She's there just were 9 off. Things that didn't make it. Yeah. She just went into the South. And then, okay, so then she says, they get into a fight. And they run into the living room, and she's like, you're just jealous. You've dated half the men in Dade County. And Elliot's coming to pick her up, which doesn't make sense because earlier Blanche was like, the night before, Blanche was like, you're out on a school night.
Right.
Is he taking her to work? Why, like, why is he picking her up? It's a school night, and don't you have a job?
Clearly, like, this man is lawless. Okay, like, he does whatever the fuck. I'm telling you, if you're that
I'll
old,
take you, to work.
You still have that hair. You don't have to go to work. You can go to work whenever you want.
He's like, I'm
literally
gonna
do whatever. He
does whatever he wants.
He's like, yeah, I'm gonna sit on your fifth grade civics class. What the fuck you're teaching?
When you look like more handsome Bob Barker, you can rule the world. Like,
oh,
you
man.
Can just rule the world.
You can just do whatever you want.
Yeah.
This guy's
he's a soap opera actor. The yeah. actor.
Is he? Oh, yeah, yeah, he was. He was yeah, General he, Hospital.
Yeah.
Really?
Totally.
That makes sense. Was he a doctor?
He was a doctor. Oh, man.
Yeah. No, he played doctor
a,
things.
He played a janitor. Oh. Just kidding. I don't know. So then he's outside and he's like, come on, let's go. I got to do your work. Like, I don't know what's happening.
Well, Rose tells Dorothy, before she opens the door, she goes, you should confront him about this.
You're right. Yes. You need to confront him
and
about
Dorothy's
the
like,
accusation.
Fuck that noise.
Right. Like, yeah. I'm getting dick.
Exactly.
What the fuck?
I'm not going to rock this boat.
Right. He left 20 times during dinner. Who knows what happened?
Who knows?
Yeah. We were at Jack's Crab House, and he was gone for an hour.
Yeah. He was winking really hard for an hour.
I caught him giving CPR in the women's room to some lady who was
yeah, he's a gentleman.
Almost died naked. Thank God he was there to help her.
He brought her back to life by fucking her vagina.
He was taking her temperature all right. Sorry. So
it was great. So Elliot is in the doorway. He's like, come on, we gotta go to work. And Dorothy confronts him about the whole situation.
Right.
And he starts
in the doorway. Doesn't
in the doorway.
No,
just like
this guy never comes in.
Right.
He's like a vampire. He has to be invited into the fucking house. Like, just come in already. What is wrong with you?
Right? That guy's, oh man, he's sketchy as fuck.
Yeah.
And so he's in there. He's a few steps inside the house, and he's blinking and he's denying it, and he's like blinking and twitching, and then he's like, no, I did not hit on her. And she's like, well, that's not what you said last night. That's what Blanche says.
Yeah,
and
Blanche says, he's blinking, he's twitching. I'm like, yeah, he's 100 years old. Of course. That's arthritis. He's not lying.
Yeah, what if he had like a seizure? You know, exactly. Like, that's what he winked, not on command.
These
he just
medically
winked.
Related issues.
He has a twitch. He's a very big twitcher. And so Rose is like, you're right, he is blinking a lot. And I love that. That was a good joke. And so he's like, I've had it with this. I'm not gonna be accused of hitting on Blanche. And he leaves. I don't even think he says that much. He just says, no, I'll be in the car.
Yeah.
And it goes to the car and
can't be in this house anymore.
Yeah. I'll be at Mildred's. And then Dorothy just tells Blanche off that you're a liar.
Yeah.
I forget the exact words, but then Blanche is like, I'm not going to have it in my own house. I want you out of here. And then Dorothy's like, I'll be out as soon as I can find a place. And super dramatic morning scene. Like,
Well,
Rose is like...
Two questions, real quick.
Okay.
Okay.
A, where did Blanche get the money for this fucking house? Like, do any of them work?
She inherited
yeah,
it?
Yeah, well, her husband died, and then, yeah, so basically...
Oh, okay.
Life insurance. Okay. Yeah.
Second question.
Okay.
Why are all these old bitches living together?
Okay, so...
Like, they're in their 50s.
Right.
Don't they have families? What's going on? What?
So what... Supposedly, what happened... they do mention that this happened, but they saw an ad. Blanche put out an ad in the newspaper that she needed roommates, and Dorothy answered the ad, and so did Rose. And so they became roommates... And automatically super involved in each other's lives.
Okay, so it's just a Craigslist ad.
Right, yeah. It was like a Craigslist ad.
On steroids. It's developed into this. Okay.
And like, and then Sophia moved in because her retirement home burnt down.
Yeah.
Which was 15 minutes away from the house, coincidentally.
Yeah. So, so basically, like, they're living together.
Right.
It's probably also some commentary about limited social security that we probably could go into.
Right. But I was curious.
Fixed income.
It was the 80s.
Yeah, exactly. Sorry.
Reagan was in office. And so Rose tried... those are very... We also had those questions when we started doing this podcast because we didn't remember.
Right, yeah.
You know, we're like, wait. And we watched the first episode and they sort of just... give these explanations like a brush off and not really go into them.
Right.
So we don't really know. We have to yet get to the episode where they explain how all of this happened. Basically, they were all alone. Right. And because Rose mentions a lot that we're all alone, we're all we have. And so...
Like, no, you guys all have like... I think like Blanche has something like 5 kids or
something. Yeah, Blanche has 5 kids. And then Rose has like 4... Like 3 daughters and 2 sons. Oh, and so
we all have shitty kids.
Yeah,
exactly.
They all have fucked up kids.
Let's get together and talk about how shitty our kids are.
And so Rose is like, you can't just throw her out on the street. And she says, Blanche says, watch me. And then Rose is left standing there like, whatever. I don't know what to do.
Right. And then it's the middle of the night scene.
Where Rose and Sophia
Rose had some medical marijuana. She's enjoying some Oreos and milk now. She's in a nice chill space.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. She's loaded. Exactly. Yeah. She's had some brandy, maybe some scotch, some slow gin fizz. And then what? This scene. What exactly happens?
Sophia comes in and.
She's like, you couldn't sleep either. And Sophia's like, yeah, I'm worried about Dorothy and Blanche.
You know, here's something. Like, Sophia would have lost her home too, as well. If Dorothy's leaving, wouldn't Sophia leave?
I did not think about that.
And that is not mentioned at all.
Well, maybe they. Maybe know, they're like,
Sophia would have stayed.
Yeah. They're like, She's called me a prostitute hundreds of times on the show.
Well, Sophia's kind of a dick. I think spoiler. I think she'd let her.
Dorothy doesn't give a fuck about like the home of her mother.
Right.
But then at the end of the series, when Dorothy leaves, Sophia does stay with them three, and they open up a hotel in the Golden Palace, and that's a spinoff.
Wow.
Yeah.
I did not have that information.
Yes. So they keep going without Dorothy.
It was not a well-watched show. So I think most people.
It was on for like one season. And Don Cheadle was in it.
He's in a lot of hotel shows movies.
It was the precursor to Hotel
Rwanda. Hotel for Dogs.
Hotel for Dogs. Okay. And so she goes, Sophia goes into this whole thing about Mama Celeste and, how she, listen up, kiddo, let me tell you a story. Don't get involved. Let me tell you the story. And she goes into, like, imagine this, 1912, 2 girls living in Sicily. All they share is a dream, a pizza dough and something else. I forget, but.
A recipe.
And then in comes in a fast-talking pepperoni salesman.
Which, that is, This is my favorite euphemism.
Yeah. Right. He's like, hey, pepperoni, come to me. You want pepperoni? I can do pepperoni. Like, it just... So there,
and you did the math. She was 7 years old.
When this mass talking. 1985. She's 80. She would have been 7 years old, working with another woman to start a business.
Another seven-year-old.
Right.
Yeah, and named Mama Celeste, little Mama Celeste. And so this guy was banging out seven-year-old, like, entrepreneur, pizza entrepreneurs,
right,
and, like, with his pepperoni, and...
He's either banging out seven-year-olds, or he's listening to seven-year-olds and their dough recipe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Either way, he's on some hard drugs.
Yeah.
Right. Right. I wonder who he stayed. He went with Mama Celeste to America, right?
Apparently. Maybe they got married and had a wonderful life together.
Right. He was Daddy Celeste.
He makes corn dogs.
Right. He makes corn dogs.
She makes pizza. He does corn dogs.
It's a beautiful.
It's a beautiful.
It's a frozen family.
It's a typical story of a 30-year-old pepperoni salesman meeting a 7-year-old entrepreneur and falling in love.
Both, right?
You know.
So the pizza suffers and they went apart and she reveals that it's Mama Celeste. And then Rose is like, what does that have to do with anything? I'm leaving. And then she leaves. And then Sophia gets up, opens the freezer, and says, Abbondanza. And does like a fuck you hand gesture.
Yeah, the Italian chin, fuck you.
Yeah, to Mama Celeste, who is in the freezer, apparently. I was joking of that it's like her severed head in the freezer.
Better. I feel like it's their nightly ritual just to like flip off something.
I'd like to see Rob Zombie do like a remix of a Golden Girls episode. Just like in moments like that where you get to look in the freezer and it is her head is in there. And then it goes back to, you know, tongue-in-cheek Golden Girls episode.
That would be the best. We need to see Rob Zombie.
Rob Zombie presents The Golden Girls.
House of a Thousand Corpses.
Yeah, House of Four Corpses. And so, and then she says abbondanza, which means abundance in Italian. And I didn't get that. That was a cuss word. Like abundance, or does it mean something else? Like
that's
maybe
weird.
Abundance of fucks, I guess.
Abundance,
yeah.
I don't know. So that was weird. Writers, do your research.
Yeah, I think they just picked an Italian word, like they picked stuff for the doctor. They're like, we need an Italian word. Abundanza. All right,
Petunia. What did Italians say?
We spent all of our energy on that. She's southern insult.
Yeah, exactly. What would Willie Nelson, a hairbrush? Okay, write that down.
Right.
What's that Italian word?
It's like they wanted to go, those writers wanted to go home that day.
Yeah.
It was Friday night. They just wanted to go home.
This was before Google. You couldn't you couldn't just know what stuff meant.
She couldn't say fuck you.
Yeah, right.
But they're like, I guess it's,
She could have said anything else that was insulting, right. Like inferno tu inferno tu cara, your face goes to hell, you know, something dumb. Anyway,
right.
And so whatever, the next scene is I forgot. Oh, it's golf day.
I wrote golf day.
And so Rose is dusting a plant and Dorothy comes in and she's wearing like the super baggy sweater and it does not look good at all. And so she tells, she asks Rose for golf gloves.
Yeah.
Golf gloves.
Golf gloves.
And
she's already packed hers away.
Yeah.
So she's getting the fuck out of there.
Right.
Yeah. She's like, it's on. My gloves are packed so tightly I can't even get them.
Yeah, and that's the thing. Like, this guy's showing up again for like another day. Like, mm-hmm. I think after 50 or 60, do you not have sex anymore? You just have hobbies? Is that what they're doing? Like, they're going golfing.
Right.
They're going to the Crab Shack.
He doesn't even stay the night.
Yeah, is that like, he doesn't even come inside. He's like, thanks for going golfing with me.
Yeah, let's go do something.
None of these
other
women
do.
Are going to fuck me. So.
Yeah.
Right.
No point in me coming in.
And then Rose says, only if you promise not to move out, I'll lend you the golf gloves. And she says, I can't do that. And then, so putt with bare hands. Rose says that. And then Dorothy, Dr. Abe comes in.
Right.
And Dorothy's like, I'm going to go get the gloves. Right. So again, like, Dorothy, like, should not leave rooms because bad shit happens when she leaves room.
Yeah.
So she goes and takes 5 minutes to get golf gloves. They're under her clarinet on the bottom shelf. And the crowd laughed at the clarinet joke because it was so fucking rando.
You know, in Minnesota, yeah. It's a big clarinet, yeah, clarinet area. Town. Yeah, yeah. While we're making up shit about Minnesota,
come on,
why not make it the clarinet capital of the world? Yeah, fuck it.
Yeah, it's the clarinet capital of the world. Sure. And so...
That's what all the kids do in the village of Minneapolis.
Get some fancy tuna. Yeah.
Get some clarinet. Tuna,
play some clarinet.
And so... fucking Dr. Rapey is left with Rose, and Rose like gets it in her head that she's gonna get Dr. Rapey to hit on her.
Oh yeah.
And so she closes the door, turns around, and complete like character change. Like, yeah. Betty White, good job.
Fucking, oh my god. Kudos. Yeah.
Fucking kudos to you. And one thing about this show, I always say, is that they were good actresses.
Oh yeah.
Definitely great.
Totally.
And so she becomes this seductress.
It was like when Urkel turns into
Stefan.
Yeah. It was very.
She hey. Urkeled. She's Stefaned out. And then she perks up her breasts and you know, and she goes back to being a seductress, which she played on the Mary Tyler Moore Show. She played a slut.
Well, actually, she originally auditioned for the role of Blanche.
Oh, really?
And I guess she almost got it, but she didn't want to be typecast.
Wow.
Huh. Because she was getting all these slutty roles.
So.
Such a tough job.
I know, right? But she was like a homemaker on the Tyler Moore Show. The Mary Tyler Moore Show. She was like the cooking lady.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And then she would like hit on all the dudes. Like, nice. Yeah. So she was like,
I'm a homemaker and a home wrecker.
Nice. So, Jerry, she says, you look like Jerry Vale. He's the only man that can make the hair on my arms stand up. And she, I'm fucking up the dialogue. But, and then...
She asks him she goes, do you want to see Polaroids of me in my tennis skirt? Which is the first time in history that sexting has happened. Like, I feel like that was the first sext.
And what is she doing? Like, Polaroid herself?
What is Rose, the character of Rose? I don't picture
Maybe
her.
She, like, watched this on TV where they're Polaroiding their maybe she was hanging out with Mildred.
Would you like to see a sketch of my vagina? Do you like to see a caricature of my tank since you're here?
Do you want to watch Citizen Cock?
Got a real wide screen.
Mildred's out of town. Yeah. I'm watching her house.
You want to watch Philadelphia Story?
Great. Yeah.
It's such a weird thing.
And her, she's like moving her leg up and down like a grasshopper. It doesn't even look sexy. Yeah. And he's like, what's wrong with your leg? That's what Dr. Rapey says. And
she says, nothing. You can't fuck out of me.
She says, there's nothing you can't fix, Mr. Dr. Man. Right. And what else happens?
And then she tells him, she says, I know Blanche told me about that the night.
Yes.
And he denied, like a man, this is the man code, deny.
Right.
And he was
he
like,
didn't stick to it.
Yeah, he didn't. He did it first. He was like, I don't know what you're talking about. She's like, Blanche told me everything. Bitch, I don't know what you're talking about. And she's like, come on. Come on. He's like, all right, fine, look. Mm-hmm. But she didn't go anywhere, okay?
Right.
Nothing happened.
Right. And then
Dorothy just happened to be standing there.
With the gloves.
Yep.
Like, hey, do you guys not really sound curious?
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah.
How does that work from earlier when they were a foot over?
Right.
He didn't hear any of that shit.
Right.
Now.
They're across the room. Yeah, exactly. And she heard everything.
She heard everything.
Oh, my God. And even, oh, man. And even if she wasn't there, Rose would have said something about
somebody,
him.
Yeah. Somebody got their miracle ear out when they got their gloves.
And so she tells him, you lied to me. I lost I could have lost a friend. And you need to leave. There's not going to be any, we're not going to play. He's like, I take it we're not going to play golf. And she's like, we're not going to play nothing anymore. Super sassy.
We're not going to play Parcheesi.
We're not going to play Citizen Cock.
We're not going to play
Week
at the Bartender.
Yeah. We're not going to play Doctor.
We're not going to play Doctor because that's what you do full time.
Yeah.
And so he's like, I'll call you in a few days when you stop menopausing or whatever the fuck he says. And then she's like, no need for that because I already stopped menopausing. And
you're a doctor. You should know that.
Yeah. You should know that. And so he leaves.
This isn't just like woman's hysteria.
He leaves. And then Rose is like, Dorothy's like, I've been acting like an idiot. And then Rose is like, you sure have. And because you can hear things now from across rooms.
Yeah.
And so... And then Dorothy goes into her room and then supposedly is supposed to go to Blanche's room, but doesn't. But the next scene, they're in Blanche's room. And this is the last scene. And this is...
Blanche is in the bedroom putting on...
Putting on
all the perfume.
In the world.
To go with all the makeup she's wearing.
She's putting on a dangerous amount of blush. It's like she's trying to like...
She's not even watching what she's doing.
It is the middle of the day. Like she's just sitting there like a mental patient just putting makeup on.
Yeah. Pretty.
Okay, so Dorothy comes in and she's... And then... The perfume is like old style pump perfumes. They're just super antique. Like that was one thing that got me. And so Dorothy comes in and she's like, sorry, dude, I was dignitized. And Elliot told me everything that happened. And then Blanche is like, well, I didn't mean to tell you. I told you so, but I told you so. And Dorothy's just like, I'm sorry. I just didn't want to believe it. And because he was obviously eating out her lady parts really good.
Eating her guts out.
Right. Eating her guts out.
Oh, no.
That's doctor terms.
Doctor terms. Okay. And so she says, please forgive me. And she's like, I don't know if I can forgive you. Then Dorothy starts to walk away. And then Blanche says... Of course I'll forgive you. And then Rose was outside listening the whole time. And they all hug. And then Rose is like, it takes such a big woman to forgive somebody for calling her a slut. And then they just kind of like stare at her for a moment. And then they hug. And yeah.
And then Sophia comes in. She's like, all right, good. The fight's over. And then she comes in with two plates of pizza.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's
like a science test, like Coke versus Pepsi kind of thing.
Yeah.
With little labels that says A and B. Like, this is like two samples. And she's like, I can make millions if I get this right, if I get this recipe right. This is one of them is mine, and one is Mama You Know Who. And I was like, I think Golden Girls could only afford to say Mama Celeste just once. <What's that? laughs> They couldn't afford the second time. And so they all like A better. And then Sophia gets fucking pissed. And it's like, you guys don't know pizza. You can't choose men and you can't choose pizza. And then they keep hugging and eating. Actually, I was thinking, like, really? Your pizza was worse than frozen pizza?
Yeah, exactly.
Like, and Frozen pizza in the 80s.
You're 80 years old. You haven't learned how to make fucking pizza yet. Like, what are you doing?
Like, this frozen, like, even if she had a recipe, like, when she was, like, Mama Celeste's recipe when she was younger, it probably changed throughout the year to accommodate frozen packaging. Anyways, so that didn't check out.
She did have
out.
The recipe at 7 years old. So
yeah.
you're imagining that these women are eating seven, what a seven-year-old, how they would make pizza.
Like, I made a pizza out of mud.
Play-Doh, twigs.
Drawings of pepperoni she's colored with crayons.
I fed it to a rat.
I could be millions.
The pepperoni salesman was like, yeah, come on.
Look at these kids.
Let's bang both of them out.
That's great.
One day, one the next day. All right, so then the episode ends, and everyone's happy, except for Sophia and Dr. Rapey.
Dr. Rapey's fine. He'll get over it. He's...
All right, guys, so we did it. Yay! Ah, man. Okay, so thank you so much.
Oh, thanks for having me.
Michael Malone. That was amazing.
That was really fun.
We covered it all. The triangle.
Great episode.
All right, so do you have any... This comes out on Wednesday. Do you have any shows coming up that you want to plug?
Yeah, I'll be at Morty's Comedy Joint, Indianapolis, Indiana, next week. And then I go to Louisville after that. And all my tour dates are up on MaloneComedy.com. I just recorded my latest CD called 31, and it'll be out next year. So all that stuff is at MaloneComedy.com. Check it out.
Ooh. So check out MaloneComedy.com, guys. And you're at on Twitter.
Twitter, Instagram. Everything is at Malone Comedy. I make it super simple.
Great. All right. So check out Michael Malone. He's awesome. Very funny. And Genevieve, do you have any shows coming up?
Yes. My next show is on Friday, November 7th. I'm going to be at Lawn Gnome for First Friday in downtown Phoenix. Ooh. Starts at 10. Free show. Let's see. And then I'm at Genevieve Rice on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, GenevieveRice.com. I have an email newsletter that I'm sending out. You can sign up on my website. So.
Yay. Okay. Right. Thank you. And I'm going to be at the Tampa Improv Festival, November 6th through the 10th. And I have... I'm doing some gaycation show on November 12th. I don't know what that is. I just wrote that. So you probably won't go
you
to that.
You wrote gaycation in
gaycation.
Your phone.
I'm having a gaycation, apparently. And so
great.
And then
you guys are all invited.
all of you are invited. And then I have some other shows that I can't remember where they're at. And I'm at Anthony DeSimito on Twitter. And that's about it for me.
All right,
so thank you guys for listening. The next episode on the list is episode number 6, and it's called
On Golden Girls.
On Golden Girls.
It's a take on Golden Pond.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
What?
Which was a movie no one's ever heard of.
No. Apparently, my mom tells me I was conceived during that movie.
What? Okay, so watch On Golden Girls if you're able to online. We'll try and send out the link. Thank you for being a listener, and thank you for being a guest, Michael Malone.
Thank you.
Thank you for being a podcast. Yay!
Gonna stuff the chicken. Gonna stuff the chicken. Like my mama taught me. Like my mama taught me. Gonna take the chicken.